Now, with elections to the European Parliament coming up, political parties in the Czech Republic are trying to get their issues to the fore. Out of the sidelines of that effort, however, another issue has commanded attention over the last month, and that is the problem of extremist political organizations and their presence in the media. Christian Falvey has the story.
Firebomb attacks against Romani families, police clashing with neo-Nazis and ultra-right gatherings in Czech towns and cities. Those are images that have appeared with increasing frequency in the Czech media, and they have brought political extremism in the Czech Republic to the forefront of public attention. Some, however, are asking if it's not the attention itself that may be provoking the incidents. Political scientist Jan Charvat, an expert on issues involving extremism, believes the media is feeding the fire by providing the attention the radicals are seeking.
I think that the problem is that the extremists know very well how to make media to talk about them, because this is exactly what the extremists want. Classic example is the Národní strana, National Party. They have probably, well, no one knows exactly, but probably less than 30 members. But even with this small amount of people, they are very often in media. So they know how to medialize themselves very well. This is the problem. The media work, even if they don't want to work, but they work for the extremists.
Jaroslav Weiss, former editor-in-chief of the daily Lidové noviny, says the media are doing the best they can with an onerous issue.
Of course, extremism in the country is a problem. It's fact, and we have to face it, and the second thing, we have to inform about it. So I don't doubt, or I think it's quite important to inform about the problem. The other thing is how it's done. If it's just, let's say, stressing on conflict situations while trying to get kind of sensation from it, that would be bad. But my feeling is that generally Czech media aren't just trying to get some better readership.
Sensationalism, however, is a charge that the country's top broadsheet, Mladá Fronta Dnes, has been battling this month since it published a prominent interview with a leading figure in the neo-Nazi movement. The interview, conducted by the paper's deputy editor-in-chief, was sharply criticized for essentially providing unchecked advertising space for the promotion of racism. The newspaper has argued their intent was to give equal ground to everyone. Nonetheless, for Klára Kalibová of Tolerance and Civic Society, a watchdog organization that monitors extremism in the Czech Republic, the report said a lot about the problems the Czech media have with this kind of coverage.
It is a lack of information, it is a lack of critique, and also it's an example of superficiality of some newspapermen. There is no journalist who is able to go deep in the situation to provide readers with important information. Reports and documents are very shallow. There is no analysis on right-wing groups. Most of articles is that far-right groups met there and there, did this and that, and nothing about the background, about the violence attacks, etc.
The most recent error in judgment came from Czech television, which broadcast blatantly racist pre-election commercials for two far-right parties before pulling them amid an angry backlash. With these issues casting serious doubt on Czech media standards in general, the coming weeks and months are likely to see a concerted effort by Czech newsmakers to take a deeper look in the mirror if they want to avoid being the news themselves.
Christian Falvey with that report, and if you're interested in the subject, tune into Talking Point next Tuesday, which takes a deeper look into the problems.